Inside the garage of the Peru Rescue Station, Lieutenant Commander Larry Haupt is pressing buttons on a piece of sonar equipment attached to a boat. He eventually pulls up an image taken during a recent training session.
There was presumably a safe that was thrown out here, and we were out there looking for it, and we thought we might have found it.
The safe, reported missing in a robbery, was resting on the bottom of the Illinois River, which runs through the La Salle, Peru area. The rescue station is located along the banks of the river. Station members do a lot more than look at discarded safes while they train. They prepare for intense situations. They're often called in to work with various departments and agencies when there's a need to rescue or, in tragic cases, recover someone from this big river or a nearby waterway. No matter the situation, officials say this group of dedicated individuals is always prepared for the task at hand.
It's a lot of work. We do a lot of training. We maintain the equipment. So it's not just like a once-in-a-month organization.
That's Commander Larry Radishansky. He says a lot of their calls originate from emergencies at the Starved Rock Lock and Dam.
Unfortunately, a lot of people that come there to fish or to enjoy the water don't realize the current involved, the depth of the water, and how severe water could be.
While fire departments have become equipped to deal with trouble on the water, the Peru Rescue Station is still open, ready to help when needed. Radishansky says members have a true understanding of what it means to do this volunteer work. He tells the story of how a senior member told them why he joined. It happened after the death of one of his children in a drowning accident.
And he told me several months after that, individuals from the rescue unit would call to see if he was doing okay. A year went by, told his wife that he wanted to join, so...
The special bond between these members goes beyond their inner circle. Radishansky says they get a lot of support from the community, especially when it comes to donations. The rescue team relies on financial help from residents to stay operational. It's been that way since the group was formed in the late 1940s, after the mayor of Peru drowned in an apparent suicide. Here's retired member Augie Wilkie.
A lot of the guys work for the city. And they were all what they called themselves, they were proud of river rats. There was no such thing as boaters then. You were either a river rat or nothing.
And while current members have to maintain equipment, Wilkie remembers when they had to make the gear they used.
They made everything, which even up in my time, the grappling hooks, everything was made.
Wilkie says he even helped build the unit's original station, which stands right alongside the new one. Not only has the Peru Rescue Station moved into a newer building in recent years, the scope of the organization has evolved. Treasurer Dave Haupt.
We also do numerous other items. We help with local children's events, and we're in partners with several other organizations.
Out in the community, people like Mary Kay Sadnick take pride knowing there's a volunteer group dedicated to this type of work. Even though the images were frightening, she proudly remembers as a child seeing the men perform a difficult task.
I remember how dedicated they were in the cold weather to go out there and look for the bodies.
A difficult task still being performed today. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.